welcome into another edition of The Session with Londa and David. My name is David Austin. This is episode 6, and sitting across from me, as always, is my beautiful blushing bride, Londa Sherwood Austin. And wow, you look great today. What this combo you're wearing is spectacular. You've got cute little shorts, you've got a business blazer, and some kind of unitard underneath it all. Wow.
It's not a unitard.
What is it? What do they call that?
It's just a bodysuit.
Bodysuit.
It's a shirt.
So to me, that's a unitard. Nope. And I wore one in my kindergarten production of Billy Goat's Gruff. You know that story. That's not how we're starting the show today.
It's not a story for right now, but it is a spectacular story.
It's pretty funny. It's a pretty good story, yeah. The Billy Goat's Gruff. My mother guffawed. That's all I'm going to say to preview the story. Well, she guffawed.
We'll share it sometime.
Yes, that'll be a good story for another time. And it actually helped me on a sales call years later.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing ever. Okay, so this is episode 6 of The Session, and we have made some changes already. We started last week's show announcing that we now have a YouTube channel, and The Session with Londa and David can be found on YouTube. We got one complaint, and the complaint was, "Hey, David, no one can see your face." Well, so I've moved the microphone to the other side of the table. It is not the side that I prefer to have my microphone on, and that's just after years of doing it.
But you've got to show the moneymaker.
I think I'm a little weird looking, and you can decide. Let us know. I find myself strange looking. That's why I was on radio for 15 years. Face for radio. It's funny, though, because when I was a broadcaster, people would come up to me and say, "My God, David, you don't look like I thought you'd look." And I'd always say, "What do you mean by that?" Mm. And they say, "Well, I picture you being a little fat guy, kind of like Rush Limbaugh." And as you know, Rush Limbaugh lost a bunch of weight and ultimately is now deceased. He passed on earlier in the year, but I never looked like Rush Limbaugh. I'm happy about that, I think.
As am I.
Well, I'm very excited about this edition of The Session with Londa and David, and here's why. We were researching metrics for podcasts just the other day, and the average podcast in its first month gets 141 downloads.
Yeah.
In its first month, first 141 days. Downloads. We are right now today, 21 days into The Session with Londa and David, and I'm pleased to announce we're over 600 unique downloads. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Now, again, I've always said no one listens to podcasts, and that's kind of a testimonial
you have,
to that.
And you're wrong, but that's okay.
Well, the other statistic that's very exciting is people who listen to podcasts generally make 150% the average annual income of people who don't listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, too. We kind of got down the rabbit hole on the metrics and and looking at all that. And, you know, it doesn't have the reach that a radio station has, but I think people who listen to podcasts are more purposeful about why they're listening and what they listen to.
And statistically, someone is, what did it say? 5 times as likely to buy something that they've heard about on a podcast than on a regular over the air.
And may I just say, the number of people that have gone out and gotten hint water since
a hint of fruit in every sip. Hint water, Londa's favorite beverage.
Yeah. Maybe second. It's my favorite beverage for school night.
That's not scotch.
Days, yeah.
It's your favorite non-scotch beverage.
Yeah.
Scotch! No.
Yeah. So anyway, that was pretty interesting. And I just want to thank everyone for supporting us
and thank you very much.
Fun journey that we're doing. And we don't know what we're doing or where we're going with this. But
all we know is how to operate a board because I did that in radio for 15 years.
And
that's literally all we know.
I really hope this helps, some businesses to increase their production, their profitability, and healthy, thriving economies is really my driving force.
Well, and that is the goal of the session with Londa and David. And I know it's weird that every time I say the session, I say the session with Londa and David, but I need the frequency so that I know how to search for the session with Londa and David. And you guys do too. Just in case you want to hear it, you can hear the session with Londa and David on your favorite smart speaker device. You can hear the session with Londa and David on all the major podcast media, except for Pandora. But again, we're in review.
Right.
We will make it on there. Yeah. We will. I don't, you know, if we made it onto Apple Podcast, Pandora is a likely place to land. And we're everywhere else.
Yeah.
So there you go. This show, for those who've never listened to the session before.
Oh, I'm excited about this show.
Is a celebration of good customer service experiences and an opportunity to help coach businesses who might have missed the mark with us, because we, no holds barred, we'll name your business and we'll discuss customer service experiences that aren't great and offer to help. That's really what we do.
That's really the goal. We're not here to embarrass or shame anybody. That's not kind. But I am excited about sharing what we have to share today. And if you have a friend or an acquaintance who owns a small business who sometimes does markets or fairs or expos, this is a session and an episode that you're going to want to share with them.
That's exactly right. And the reason we say that is because Friday night last week, we went to First Friday in downtown Lakeland, Florida. And I got to tell you, what a well-done event put on by the city of Lakeland in downtown. The Downtown Development Authority put on the event. And it's the first Friday of every month. I don't know when it starts. I think last month's was the first of the year.
Well, it was the first since the pandemic, because they had to shut it down due to the pandemic.
That's right.
But this is exciting, because as we come back from the pandemic and we open commerce up more and more around the country and the world.
I like it.
We're going to see more of these kind of things come back. A lot of towns and cities have this kind of event, First Thursday, First Friday, whatever. And it is to promote their local businesses, often small businesses, and give them an opportunity to get out in front of the public. So we want to help them make the most of that opportunity.
Well, that's true. And I got to tell you, First Friday was really a fun experience. Picture this. It's 84 degrees in beautiful, historic downtown Lakeland, Florida. Kentucky Avenue is lined with merchants and friends of downtown Florida selling their wares and getting to know people. There were school groups, there were church groups, there were vendors. It was a whole community event, live music, a couple really good bands, and some not so good bands were out there playing.
But they were available.
They were available. There could have been street dancing. I didn't witness that. There could have been.
It might have been later, though.
I didn't see it. But
Lakeland blocks off, is it five blocks?
Four or five, yeah.
Five blocks,
easy.
I think.
Yep.
Down Kentucky Avenue, and they had about 10 vendors per side per block. So about 20 vendors per block. So what is that math? About 100?
Easy 100.
80 to 100 vendors.
Easy 100 vendors, I would think. Now the people in downtown Lakeland could tell us the real number, but let's just go with 100.
That's my estimate.
Yeah, and they were well spaced. There was some social distancing going on, even though the state of Florida opened up way earlier than most of the rest of the country. I think September is when the state of Florida opened to full capacity. And interestingly, this is not a political conversation, but interestingly, I would say the per capita age is older in Florida than anywhere else in the nation.
Well, I know the age, the median age in Lakeland is, I believe, 48.
There you go.
It's either 45 or 48.
It's 48. It's my age. I Lakeland looks like David Austin.
Who does not look like Rush Limbaugh.
That's true. And thank you for circling back to that.
Mercifully.
Yes. Yes. Thank the Lord. I don't look like Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Everybody thought I was a bald, short, fat guy. Everybody.
They've done a lot, though, to make the downtown event really cool. Because not only are the vendors there, but a lot of the shops, most of the shops are open, mm-hmm. the restaurants, mm-hmm. the bars, the everything. But they also just recently, over, I think, 3 blocks of it, they strung lights. Those Edison lights they've got over cool. the top. So at night, it looks really, really cool.
It looks like
a super fun atmosphere.
Yeah, it's a really cool area. And that's what made us fall in love mm-hmm. and buy our vacation home here. Now, granted, I did go to kindergarten and first grade in Lakeland, and I right. have family in Lakeland. So right. it's an obvious place for us to land. However, what made us fall in love was the quaintness
yeah.
and cuteness of the downtown area. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we could compare it to. Maybe Walla Walla?
It's a little bit like Walla Walla, yeah. Washington. Yeah. The town's so nice they named it twice.
Right. Walla Walla.
A little bit like that.
Walla Walla. Walla Walla E. A
little bit.
Less Seventh-day Adventist, though, than Walla Walla.
I don't know anything about that, but I do know
large
that,
population.
That the downtown Walla Walla area seems to have... It's not as... populated with shops, and maybe it's just a smaller area.
In Walla Walla?
Yeah, in Lakeland, yeah. it's just like yeah. one long street.
Right.
That's really where all the action
and it's
happens.
Beautifully tree-lined. It's on mm-hmm. a park. There's a park, Munn Park, here that has giant historic mossy oaks in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a beautiful location. Mm-hmm. You could shoot a movie here. And there have been several shot here, yeah. but you could shoot a movie here and make it look like a huge downtown area mm-hmm. in the Midwest in the 50s. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's got that look to it. Really cool.
Yeah.
Really, really cool area. And the event was a fun event. And here's what I thought was best about it. You got to connect with a lot of the vendors. I want to talk about that because
okay.
you did an experiment while we were walking up and down the street about engagement.
Yeah.
And a few of the vendors got wonderfully engaged with you.
Yeah. So we went up and down the street 5 times.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to make sure we saw everything. We wanted to make sure we saw everyone. And it's just fun too. And it's, you know, you're getting your steps.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. You're getting your steps.
So,
little iWatch there. I don't know what they're called. Is it an iWatch? Is it an Apple Watch? What is it? I don't know. It's an Apple Watch. That's what it's called. I'm sorry. I showed it to the viewers at home.
That's all right. And on the last, so my experiment was, to walk down the center of the strip,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
equidistant from both sides. And make eye contact and smile, a big, you know, toothy smile.
And you've got lovely
at
teeth.
At each vendor.
Yes.
So I was trying to catch their eye and smile and see what they would do. It was just my experiment to see if they would engage with me. Because a lot of people walk by. I mean, I've done those shows before.
Sure.
In past lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people just walk by. They don't look at you. You know, and I thought, well, maybe that's why some of those vendors struggle to engage people. Because they're not, the people aren't engaging with them first. So I'm going to fix that. Make
well,
the
gotcha.
Engagement really yes. obvious. And then see what they do.
And?
Well, out of 80 to 100 vendors, we had 3 that really performed very, very well, in my opinion.
So what you're saying is there are 96 vendors that really could sharpen their tools.
Yeah, and some of it was just they were engaged with other people mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever. There, you know, I'd say a handful of them had good reason to miss me. Right.
I can tell you one. I don't remember their name because they didn't engage us, but it was the easiest sell in the world. It was this business
were ripe for the picket.
That is a great idea. It's a boat club, and it's like No Worry Boat Club or something like that.
I can't remember.
I don't
what
remember
it was called.
Because they didn't engage us. We stood in front of the booth talking about the idea, and they had really good signage and a display that
and
explained what they did.
There. No one else was there. It was just us. And I stood there and I said, well, this is fantastic. I mean, this is right up your alley. And
you can join the club. No hassle boat club or no worry boat club.
I read the sign and I said,
they own the boat.
They've solved a problem.
That's exactly
here.
Right.
This is brilliant.
That's exactly right. And they did not speak to us. What a disappointment. What a missed opportunity. I guarantee this weekend we'd have been on the water.
They had four
on one of
more
their boats if they had engaged us.
Every time I walked by them again, smiled, tried to make eye contact. They were often looking at their phone or which I was actually shocked at the number of vendors sitting in the back of their booth in a chair on their phone.
I don't understand that. And here's what I mean by that. There was another thing this weekend, not just the first Friday event. There was a thing called Mayfair, which is a big art event.
Yep. It is billed as the largest art festival in Central Florida.
I can tell you this. It's not anywhere near as large as Art in the Park in downtown Richland during Boat Race Weekend.
In Richland, Washington.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because that event
takes you hours.
We did the loop of the lake in about 17 minutes.
Well, and I think this is their first event back since the pandemic as well.
Right.
And you know, their vendors, they had fewer vendors than normal, and they're trying to come back.
And they probably had fewer vendors by design.
Maybe.
You know, for space reasons. And the other thing we talked about is during the pandemic, these people that do traveling art shows had to learn how to do it online.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if maybe some of them were successful enough that they feel like, gosh, I don't need to go do these traveling things anymore, because it's got to be a lot of work.
It's a really neat subculture. I've talked to these shop owners before in Richland at that event. We didn't really connect with anybody at this one at Mayfair.
Right.
But that's because, again, people sitting in the back of their booth waiting for people to come to them. Mm-hmm. And that is the most bizarre thing ever. Mm-hmm. It's like going into a clothing store and standing behind the register if you're the employee and waving to somebody when they come in the door and then staying behind the register. Mm-hmm. I've said this to our friend Marcy downstairs. She's great at what she does because she's moving around her store, not standing behind the register. Mm-hmm. She's only behind the register when she's ringing somebody up.
Right.
That's how you operate a successful retail business. You engage with the customers. You go to where they are. You don't try to get them to come to where you are. Right. Does that make sense?
I totally agree.
And that's one of the sad trombone features of our night, Friday night.
Yeah.
97% of the vendors sat behind a table and waited for you to come to them. Let me say that one more time. 97%. Because there were 100 booths, three engaged us when we walked by. And one of the three engaged us because they'd seen us before, and that was the scone tender, the lady that sells scones. She's great.
Yeah.
She, bubbly, happy to see us again.
Right.
So that was successful.
Yeah. Happy hour scones.
Happy hour scones. That's exactly right. And of course, we're attracted to happy hour scones because they have, you ready for this? Cocktail-themed scones.
Yeah, they're cocktail-infused scones.
What a cool idea.
Flavors. They have the muddled old-fashioned. They've got a coconut martini. They've got the Kahlua and cream. I mean, if you want that product, they've got them. And they're all so cute, too.
What is their name again?
Happy Hour Scones.
Happy Hour Scones in downtown Lakeland. They're out there at First Friday. They're also available during the Farmers Market on Saturdays. Happy Hour Scones, cocktail-infused scones. Reach out to scone tender Jackie Ross. She can be found at jackie@happyhourscones.com. Worth reaching out and ordering some of her scones.
And you can actually find Happy Hour Scones on social media as well. They're on Facebook and Instagram.
Jackie@happyhourscones.com.
Yep. And Jackie and all the girls over there, kudos to you. You do a great job engaging when people
and
are
Jackie
around.
Is spelled like her name's Jacqueline. It's J-A-C-Q-I-E, Jackie@happyhourscones.com. I got to tell you, I like those ladies. They are fun. They are engaging.
Yeah.
They have a cool product, and we really enjoyed bumping into them. So that was a fun little free commercial.
And we
for
don't
happy
even
hour
eat
scones.
That kind of stuff generally, but
I don't.
But I've made two purchases there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And one I gave as gifts. And recently I was just, it was just this morning, I was wondering if they ship.
I bet they do, and they better now, because I just told all of our listeners, and there are 600 unique listeners as of yesterday, how to reach out to Happy Hour Scones.
Yeah, so I'm hoping they do ship those, because I would ship them to, you know, clients in Washington State or wherever.
They're really good, and of course, they laughed out loud when I told them how you corrected me during the last episode. What's the difference between a scone and a biscotti? And instantly Jackie goes, twice baked. That's the difference. Twice baked.
Yeah. Yep.
I had no idea. I just know that you dip the hard one in coffee and the soft one you eat with your coffee. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. One you dip, one you chew. Dip, chew, dip, chew.
I don't know. They're both great, and Happy Hour Scones is doing great work.
And they engage with people who walk to their booth.
Yes.
That will make them successful.
Yes.
Go to your customer. Engage with your customer.
Yeah.
Build a relationship with your customer.
Right.
That's an easy primer for success.
And here's the thing. I wasn't planning to make a purchase from them Friday night.
Right.
Until they engaged us. Right. Oh, hey, you guys. And then we went over, and then you're standing there as a consumer, you're standing there and you feel weird if you don't make a purchase, right? So I thought,
you're like a jerk if you don't make a purchase.
Yeah, I can wrap these up and you know, give them to people. So that's what I did there.
If you look at Londa, she's not eating a lot of heavily sweetened baked goods.
I eat my share.
Oh, okay, whatever. You're super fit, though. I loved yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
When we were at the Mother's Day barbecue, and my Aunt Penny goes, 2 helpings of potato salad? How do you look the way you look? That was so cool.
I had no idea that my consumption was being monitored.
It's because you look like a movie star and everybody wants to look like you. That's why.
That's not true.
It is true.
And I appreciate that you feel that way.
I will go to the grave discussing that.
It is not true. However, you know, it did make me feel good to be a little sassy and turn to her and say, well, I've already done 2 workouts today.
You're doing 2-a-days.
That's how it went.
2-a-days.
I'm not doing 2-a-days. But if you want to talk about our racquetball game, we can.
That'd be great. Tell me more.
Well, you hit me in the face with the ball.
Okay, yes.
Did you think I had a different story about it?
I wanted to hear what you'd say.
I took a racquetball to the face.
Yes, you took a ball to the face yesterday.
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, it was horrible to me because I've always said to you, I'm a good enough player to not hit you. And that's when
you don't have to worry about getting hit.
That's exactly right.
I can place the ball.
But let me tell you something. That's true.
Which makes me suspicious about the face.
You were a little lippy yesterday. Anyway. No, what I'm saying is if I'm playing with an aggressive player, I know where they are on the court at all times, and they're in the middle of the court. You, as a beginner, I've had to really watch where you are on the court. But yesterday, here's something interesting. You were playing more aggressively and more successfully than you've ever played. And here's why that's bad. I stopped thinking about where you were and assumed you were in position and stopped worrying about where to hit it. And first time I did that, I hit you in the face.
Yeah.
Because you were a little farther back on the court than I would be.
I was right behind you.
Yes, I don't know how you got there. But whatever the case, I was not appropriately paying attention to where you were, and that's on me. That is on me.
And pow.
Hit you right in the face.
Right in the face.
On the jaw, though. You've got a very strong jaw, and so it bounced right off you, and it was no big deal. I didn't hit it hard. I don't. It's not like I was no playing Don Donis, who destroys the ball on every hit, so you got to try to keep up. It wasn't like that. It wasn't. I wasn't trying to crush the ball. I was just trying to get around behind me. Okay, the ball did a little Z off the back wall. Okay. Hit the ball to hit a Z shot, and wow, right behind me is where you were. It was like you were trying to be there to me.
And you said... You said, and you weren't in position.
I wasn't. I was turned around.
You said I wasn't in position. I don't even know there is a position.
Well,
so that's how new I am.
Remember, the best place to be on the court is
the court.
Just back from the service line, just right there, because then you can in two steps get anywhere.
Right.
But instead, you followed me to the back of the court.
I'm afraid of the ball and also getting crushed by you. And so...
Did you figure if you stay close to me?
I don't know. I'm just trying to survive when we play.
And anybody who's played racquetball with me knows I'm like a whirling dervish in the court. If I'm playing and running full steam,
dervish.
It looks like
Did
Scooby-Doo and Shaggy are playing racquetball. I'm coming at you. I'm not a small guy.
Yeah,
right?
I know. I told you yesterday, I said, I'm just going to start like jumping, climbing up on top of you to get to the ball because sometimes I can't get past you.
It's funny when I play my friend Mike Scott, who is the owner of Brucci's in the Tri-Cities, because we're about the same size. We're both about 6'3", and I'm guessing about 250 for him too. And the two of us together in a court take up a lot of room, and we both move around a ton. You know what I mean? I don't know if they're even playing racquetball in the Tri-Cities now.
I don't know. Maybe somebody could reach out.
They've been closed
you know.
Forever, and you could only work out outside. So maybe I'll hear from one of my buddies from one of the gyms there.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been to the gym in Tri-Cities in 6 months. Okay, let's get back to the show.
That.
I see you touching those business cards.
So I want to talk about the cookie catastrophe.
What a great concept. The name is spectacular.
Yeah, the branding's really good. One of the partners does all the branding and works as a graphic designer and brand person.
Right.
And then the other partner does all of the baking. And I looked over, made eye contact, smiled, and they said... Not would you like a sample?
Right.
Oh no, no.
Right.
They said, would you like a free cookie? Catnip.
Free cookie.
Catnip.
Yes.
So what they do, a couple of things they're doing right from the get-go. Great branding, great colors, great logo, great engagement with me as I came by, and so smart, they make miniature little bite-sized cookies individually wrapped in cellophane, and those are their, quote, samples, the free cookie.
Right, it's not like a little piece of no-good cookie. It's a legit cookie that's just small.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they crumbled a cookie
they're
putting
making
it on
them
a
special.
Wax paper, and they're making them special. What a cool idea. What a great, great concept.
Love that.
And you bought some of their product as well.
I did.
And again.
Because again, I felt obligated because they engaged me and I was there. And that's something for business owners or business people in general to remember. When you're sitting across from, if somebody engages with you, they agreed to the appointment, they came to your booth, whatever, they're a right now buyer. I don't care what. There's a part of them that wants what you have. So don't be timid. Don't be fearful. Go in. Go. Make your pitch. Make your close.
You know what? You and I talked about whether or not we should do a real estate and lending episode of the session.
Right.
And I said no. But let me tell you something. What you just said, Les Savage and I have been saying to realtors on the Oasis Custom Homes sales team for 15 years, and that is no one walks into a model home because they don't have a housing problem.
Right.
No one. No one says, you know what we should do today? Everything's so great. We love our neighborhood. We're never moving. Let's go look at open houses.
That's right.
That's not a real thing that people do.
Right.
And a lot of realtors who sit in open houses don't realize... And many do, but a lot don't realize that people who come in have entered into a consensual relationship with you. They are there to see what you have to offer.
Oh,
it's not like you pulled them in off the street and forced them into the house. They are there to see what's being offered.
Right.
So whenever anybody walks into a model home, realtors who sell a ton of houses do exactly what we are telling these booth vendors to do. They instantly engage with people.
Mm-hmm.
They build instant rapport, which is critical. Where they go in the sales process after that is different, but every single time a realtor would say to Les and I at one of our Monday sales meetings, well, they just came in. They weren't really serious. They were just looking around. That is absolutely untrue. Not one person walks into a model home who does not have a housing problem. One of the getaway stories people say is,
sure,
I'm just looking for colors to update my kitchen. Well, okay, that could be true. They may be looking at the most recent styles for their kitchen, but guess what? They have a housing problem.
Yeah, they don't like their kitchen.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And it's up to the salesperson to engage, dig deeper, form a relationship, and then find out what the housing problem is.
Yep. One of the most fun things I ever did was secret shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I secret shopped for different companies over the years.
Yes.
But before I was a realtor, I got to secret shop a builder.
Yes.
At their open house. And I don't want to go into details about who it was or any of that.
You can say the name of the builder if you want.
Nope,
or not.
I don't want to do any of that. However, because of what I'm going to say now, because my feedback was, if I were you, I would fire the person who was sitting the open house.
Yeah. You probably shouldn't name which builder
exactly.
that was.
Exactly. Zero engagement.
Yeah.
Zero.
Well, again.
Back to me. Never turned around.
Again.
Yeah.
Many awful. Realtors think that you need to come to them and engage them. And that's just untrue.
Right.
But again, a lot of people who sell real estate don't have formal sales training. They're often people who have had another career and maybe you're trying to dial it down and want to do something different. Maybe go from a school teacher to a real estate agent.
Here's what's interesting. At that time, nobody knew I was thinking about getting into real estate.
Right.
And so it's conceivable
that
had I been engaged and had a really stellar interaction, I would have maybe not bought one of their homes, but maybe ended up joining that company or that team or that, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You just never know what's going on in the background. So you've got to go all out every time.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's a sales job. It's a real sales job. And these girls at the Cookie Catastrophe, they do that.
They do.
The Cookie Catastrophe. I can't read. It's too small.
Here.
It's a homemade. Go ahead.
You really can't read
I
it?
I cannot read that at all.
Wow.
Can you read it?
A homemade bakery.
Yeah, I couldn't read
the
that at all.
TheCookieCatastrophe@gmail.com. You can find them at The Cookie Catastrophe on Instagram and Facebook.
I'm getting old because my LASIK surgery had me with 20/15 vision. Don't put that away yet. I'm not done talking about the ladies at The Cookie Catastrophe. They were great. They were engaging. They're people I want to be friends with.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just awesome to talk to.
And they said they have an 18-month-old, but the 18-month-old wasn't there, so I don't know if that's true or not. I got to see evidence.
I believe they have an 18-month-old, you know. They could be among our kids set, right? We have 9.
Yeah.
They are that age and really interesting people. The Cookie Catastrophe, what is their contact information again? I would like somebody to have that.
TheCookieCatastrophe@gmail.com, and you can find them at The Cookie Catastrophe on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, and this is their side hustle, and it's great. They're a homemade bakery.
Yep.
I could see it on the sign. The language isn't too small. It's too small for me to read with my eyes on that card, though.
Right.
Yeah, wow.
And if the median age in Lakeland is 48, this font needs to be bigger.
Well, I absolutely agree with that.
Yes.
What a good thing to say. That's
I've said
absolutely
that many
true.
Times that I, you know, we were at a networking event and someone gave us this business card that was about half the size of a traditional business card and it was supposed to be really cool.
And that person was a marketing person.
Yeah, I think so. I don't really remember, but and I looked at it and I thought, well, this is really different and slick, but I can't read anything on it.
That's exactly right. And so, as we just found out, the Cookie Catastrophe logo, the homemade bakery part of it, I could not read at all on the card. So I just gave up. I wonder how many people do that when they get a business card. If they can't read something on it, just stop.
I don't know.
There's science there. We need to figure that out. We need to talk to somebody about that. As our logo for Sherwood Austin Business Growth Experts is being built presently.
Right now.
We have a meeting in 16 minutes with our graphic designer, actually.
I'm very excited.
Me too. Yes, Honk what a fun Creative. Time. Honk Creative.
Beep, beep.
People I love at Honk Creative. Catherine Savage, her dad, Les Savage, probably one of my closest friends.
Right.
And business partner for 15 years at Oasis mm-hmm. Custom Homes, now retired. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
I want to be clear, though, that we did not hire her agency based on that relationship.
That's exactly right.
Although that is why we knew about it. I got referred to a lot of different places, looked at their work, and Honk Creative had the work that I was most excited about.
Honk Creative. Call Catherine Claire Savage for help with your logo. Honk Creative. Catherine is a graphic designer by trade. She went to college for that. She's also a real estate agent.
She is.
And is one of the members of the Realty Cousins.
Yep.
I want to say Realty Sisters, but they're cousins.
I think it's Realtor Cousins.
Realtor Cousins. That's exactly right.
And they had me on their show, which
they
was very
did,
exciting.
And brought...
they did bring a hint
water. Hint water, a hint yeah. of fruit in every sip, an essence boiled down. Anyway, Honk Creative, Catherine Savage is a rock star. And yeah. I love that kid like she's one of my own. And
she's getting married.
She is, and we're going to be there. It's going to be great. But I want to say I would have used her if her work was a dog turd. I would have because I love her. I didn't choose who our graphic designer was.
That's right, because
you
would have used it even if it was a dog.
That's exactly right.
Wow, and I love that about you, but...
And our logo would be trash, could be trash.
Know.
But
I think it's
you know
going to be great, though.
She
I'm
is
excited.
A mover and a shaker. And let me tell you, she's not messing around. If you want to talk about people's bona fides, their bona fides, she was a graphic designer working on all point of sale in Best Buy for Samsung. She was one of the people on that account.
She's legit. If
she's good enough for Samsung, she's good enough for Sherwood Austin Business Growth Experts.
I would say so.
I think so.
One more business to talk about.
Yes.
Now, I have to say.
Yes.
First, I noticed the name.
Okay.
Which was exciting to me because it's called Whiskey Way Boutique.
Whiskey Way.
Yep.
Picture if you will.
No, you don't need a picture. But I will say, so Whiskey Way Boutique, I noticed the name and then I looked to see the people, made the eye contact, smiled, and Cookie Catastrophe had a little bit of an advantage because they had free cookies to give away.
Right.
Whiskey Way didn't. You have to actually engage. Just engage, right?
Right.
Without giving mm-hmm. something away, mm-hmm. which is another level of salesmanship.
And they're a clothing shop or boutique?
A boutique where they have clothes, they have...
unique gifts?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect.
Yes,
That's the perfect description.
Yeah. Clothing, unique gifts. They're about to open a brick and mortar location at 947 South Florida Avenue in Lakeland, Florida.
Oh, but I wish they'd come downtown near us.
There's a shop downstairs.
That would be perfect.
Except it's been three things since we moved to town. So that location, I don't know if it's haunted. I don't know what's going on there, but if a CBD store can't make it.
Well, I'm not surprised that they didn't, though.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Well, I want to go back to Whiskey Way.
Okay,
you're
right.
I don't want to run out of time.
Whiskey Way Boutique.
I want to give them their props.
They're a nice group of kids. When we put this online today, we took pictures with all of the vendors that that we liked and that we were going to talk about today because they all deserve a little applause. They all do. Every one of the vendors. And Whiskey Way, Mandy Batchelder. Or Batchelder, I don't know. You know, I told my reporters growing up as a kid reporter that try to say it the least offensive way possible. Mandy Batchelder is how I would say that if I were.
But we don't know if it's right.
Story.
But Mandy at Whiskey Way, as
Great.
Soon as I smiled at her, mm-hmm. she said, "Hello, have mm-hmm. you seen our boutique?" Which invited me right in, and they actually did some really cool stuff there.
And she is their social media manager, so they've got a presence online. You can go to whiskeyway.shop, whiskeyway.shop to find the Whiskey Way Boutique.
The product we talked the most about were the reusable adult They're like
Capri Sun bags.
Juice pouch.
Yeah, that's what she called it. It's a reusable adult Capri Sun bag. And yeah. Yes, they
juice pouch.
Yes, that's right.
I don't want to use, you know, the name, but
Capri Sun would love for us to use the name. You know who would love to? Neither's Hint Water.
I know, but I just keep holding out and hoping they'll send me a free case of it or something.
I have a hint for you, Hint Lady. You need to sponsor the session with Londa and David, because Londa Sherwood Austin is in love with your product.
Yeah. And you can find Whiskey Way Boutique on the social media, and you can reach out to Mandy there. And they just did a great job. They got great products, really cute stuff. Very, very cute.
Whiskey Way Boutique on Facebook, Whiskey Way Boutique on Instagram, and whiskeyway.shop.
There you go.
To buy online.
And of course, we saw our friend Jared.
We did. Jared Wegelin, who
Focus
we love.
Focus Realty.
Our local real estate agent when we bought our vacation home, which is fast becoming our primary residence. We saw him on Friday night, and I love that guy. You know, I don't hang out with him enough, but he and I are kindred spirits.
For sure.
I mean, I walk up to that guy and I feel like I'm looking at myself.
I can't get a word in edgewise.
I love the guy. Yeah. I love him. And we hug like brothers every time we see each other.
It's adorable. Do we have time to talk about Swanscapes?
We do. We absolutely
They weren't at the event, but we've been meaning to talk about them.
Our yard guys.
Aw, these guys. Brandon and Corby.
Awesome.
Are amazing. And they're not the first people we hired. So I want to be clear about that.
I don't want to talk about that other experience because it was so sad.
It wasn't sad to me, but
it was sad because I wanted that kid irritating. To be successful. Look at your face. Can you see this on YouTube? Look at her face right now. Very annoyed.
I begged you to fire him for a month. But anyway, we finally...
A good hirer. I'm a bad firer.
So you finally said to me, if you want him fired, you fire him. And I said, happily.
Yes.
And I did.
But that's taking away from the magic of Swanscapes LLC.
Yes,
Swanscapes came in, solved our problem.
Oh,
you know what they
did?
What I really loved about their sales process? They came and talked to us for half an hour before they even talked about doing the lawn.
Yep.
We stood on our front porch and walked around the yard with them and got to know those two guys. It's a relatively new business. They are not new to the industry, but it's a newly formed business, them working together.
Swanscapes LLC.
And I got to tell you, those guys are entrepreneurial. They are hard workers, and they are happy to solve your problem.
They really are. And we've given Brandon and Corby at Swanscapes LLC lots of additional work.
That's exactly right.
They listen. They ask questions, they clarify, they give suggestions.
Yep.
I mean, they're part of what they do is they're really knowledgeable about what they do.
Right.
Which is helpful. But they listen and then solve the problem. You know, a lot of sales is finding the pleasure or the pain.
Right.
And of the person in front of you, and then drilling into that and figuring out how to either solve what's causing them pain or give them more of what's giving them pleasure in, you know, the transaction that's happening. And so, and they've done both and they've done it beautifully. And you can find them on Facebook, Swanscapes LLC.
Yes. If you are in the greater Lakeland area between Orlando and Tampa, if you're in this general vicinity, you owe it to yourself to reach out to Swanscapes LLC. And this isn't a fake commercial. This is truly a personal endorsement. Those guys are hard workers.
Yeah.
They're fun to talk to.
Super fun.
And if I smoked cigarettes, I'd sit around smoking with them and we'd get no work done when they're there. That's how much I like those guys.
And
you know what I mean?
And then when you were done with that, they'd get the work done.
They would get the work done.
I mean, they're just phenomenal guys. We love them so
much. They cleaned out our gutters after the storm. They hauled away the trees that fell into our
yard. Everything we ask them to do, they figure out a way to do it, whether or not it's a service they provide.
Right. That's exactly right.
Love those boys.
I would talk to those guys about any household problem I have without reservation, and I think they'd help me solve it.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
And they're providing a service that I'm thrilled to pay for. You know, I've mowed our lawn once, and I decided at that moment.
But at least we bought
no, thank you.
$400 lawnmower so you could do it.
Yeah. Well, and if for some reason one of them, you know, broke a hip or something and needed me to do it for a week, I would. I'd hate that. And they'd pay me. But still, you know, I would feel like I'm part of the team. That's what they've done that's different. They have joined our team and we have joined their team.
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
Yes. And that's a unique experience. And that's actually, you know, how we feel about Jared, our mm-hmm. realtor. Mm-hmm. It's how we feel about Marcy at Amelia Page. And so
it's how we feel about our accountant at Epic Trust Financial, Nathan Burt.
Yeah.
He's a great guy and he mm-hmm. pulled us right into his team. You
he
know?
Really did.
And we've referred business his way. He's referred business our way. Mm-hmm. And it's because of that relational sales technique.
Yeah, so important. And that's that.
Relational sales.
I mean, I got nothing else for you today.
You know what? If you want to be successful in your business, Londa has said this time and time again. Make relationships. Build relationships with your customers authentically. You can't put a dollar value on right. that, but you sure can count the dollars at the end of the year.
Yeah, and like I always say, money doesn't buy you happiness, but it sure does give you choices.
That's exactly right. My name is David Austin. Sitting across from me, as always, is Londa Sherwood Austin. This has been episode 6 of The Session with Londa and David.